14, artistic. Vidugdham. Krishna has been one of the favorite subjects of art, music, dance, prose and poetry for the last 5,000 years. Krishna's musical taste, artistic sense, and standard intelligence, which is never fallible, are different signs of his supreme personality. Krishna displays matchless excellence in speaking and dressing, which Rupa Goswami notes. This is a quote from chapter 26, Nectar Devotion. Generally, there are four kinds of garments on the body of Krishna: his shirt, turban, belt, and wearing garments. In Vrindavan, Krishna used to put on reddish garments with a golden shirt on his body and an orange-colored turban on his head. The different kinds of belts, combined with Krishna's enchanting smile, used to always increase the transcendental bliss of his associates. This dress of Krishna is described as gorgeous. Krishna wears many ornaments on his body, fashioned from the precious pearls, gems, gold, and other materials. And like Radha, Krishna wears many decorations made from Vrindavan's elegant flowers. Krishna wears flower crowns and collars, earrings, necklaces and armlets made of flowers, flower sashes, anklets, and even a pair of flower shoes, which cover the entire top and sides of his lotus feet. The coward boys of Krishna once said, "Dear Krishna, you need not decorate your body with so many ornaments. Your transcendental features are themselves so beautiful, they do not require any ornamentation." The ornaments on the body of Krishna were not actually enhancing his beauty, but just the reverse. The ornaments were beautified by Krishna. The Sanskrit word Vidugdha also refers to Krishna's quality of being skilled in the 64 arts and in amorous affairs. Quality number 15, Chatura. Just see how clever Krishna is. He can do many actions at the same time. While herding the cows of Braj, Krishna entertains his boyfriends with jokes, thrills the earth with the touch of his lotus feet, and excites the hearts of the gopis with his love-laden glances. One gopi said of Krishna, "My dear friends, just see the clever activities of Sri Krishna. He has composed nice songs about the cowherd boys and is pleasing the cows. By the movement of his eyes, he is pleasing the gopis, and at the same time, he is fighting with demons like Aristasura. In this way, he is sitting with different living entities in different ways, and he is thoroughly enjoying the situation." Quality number 16, expert, daksha. Krishna is expert because he can quickly execute a difficult task with ease. As the expert mystic, Krishna held Govardhan Hill aloft on his pinky finger, just as a child holds a mushroom. During the rasa dance, Krishna instantly expanded himself to appear beside each and every gopi in such a way that each gopi thought that Krishna was dancing with her alone. Liberating the conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya is certainly a most difficult task, but in his form as the holy name, Krishna can do this in 1 second. 17th quality is grateful, kritagya. Rupa Goswami says, "Any person who is conscious of his friend's beneficent activities and never forgets his service is called grateful." Krishna was grateful to Draupadi because she cried, "Hey Govinda, Damodar, Madhaveti," in a helpless condition. Krishna remarked, Draupadi's call for me has made me indebted to her, and this feeling is gradually increasing in my heart. When one surrenders to Krishna and dedicates his life to serving him, Krishna feels extremely grateful. At the time of death, Krishna remembers his devotee and shows his gratitude by taking him back home, back to Godhead. Krishna never forgets any service rendered by a devotee, whether it is a grandiose temple built for Krishna's worship, or the mere chanting of one holy name, Narayan. The Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is also simply an address to the Lord and His energy. So to anyone who is constantly engaged in addressing the Lord and His energy, we can imagine how much the Supreme Lord is obliged. It is impossible for the Lord to ever forget such a devotee. It is clearly stated in this verse that anyone who addresses the Lord immediately attracts the attention of the Lord, who always remains obliged to him. As Krishna remains always grateful to his servitors, a devotee should always feel grateful toward the Supreme Lord and the various well-wishers, gurus and guides who have helped him along the spiritual path. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains the extent of a devotee's gratitude. Quote, "Even if a devotee serves Krishna for 1,000 universal creations, he cannot repay the debt he feels to Krishna for having received the opportunity to serve the Lord's lotus feet." Text 18. Sudrita Vrata. A person who upholds his vows and acts to fulfill his promises is called determined. Krishna showed practically how he keeps his promise by delivering the celestial Parijat flower to his queen Satyabhama, by saving Draupadi, and by protecting Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. In Bhagavad Gita 9:31, Krishna declares, "My devotee never perishes." Krishna proved this by lifting Govardhan Hill to protect the Brijbasis from the wrath of Indra. With firm faith in Krishna's promises, the sincere devotee works diligently to uphold his promise to follow the four regulative principles and to chant 16 rounds of japa daily. Thus the devotee exhibits his quality of determination in the service of the Lord. 19. Krishna is an expert judge of time and circumstance. Desha Kala Supadragya. Krishna is an expert judge of time, place, and circumstance. To prevent an outbreak of jealousy among the gopis, Krishna gave the costly crest jewel collected from the demon Shankachuda to his elder brother Balaram. Balaram understood Krishna's intention to present the prize to Radhika, so he later sent the jewel to her through different intermediates. Krishna always acts to increase his own pleasure and that of his devotees. At another time, Krishna displayed his expertise in utilizing time, place, and person by dancing with the most beautiful girls in the universe, the Brajagopis, in the best place in the universe, Sri Vrindavan Dham, in the most enchanting conditions, the full moon night in autumn. One day in Navadvip, Gaurasundar, overcome with sentiments of Brajaprem, began madly chanting, "Gopi, Gopi, Gopi." The Lord's Sanskrit students, however, did not understand Gauranga's internal mood of ecstasy, so they conspired to offend him. In order to save the students from the terrible results of aparadh, Lord Gauranga left Navadvip to take sannyas. Thus the Lord showed his expertise in dealing with the time and circumstance. Sri Krishna skillfully weighs each person, place, time and situation before acting perfectly for everyone's benefit. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada always taught us to carefully consider kala, desha and patra, the factors of time, place and circumstance, before making any decision or initiating any action. To achieve success in dealing with people, places and time, one must always implement the golden rule of bhakti. Accept everything favorable for Krishna's happiness and reject anything that goes against it. Number 20. Seer by the authority of scriptures, Shastra Chakshu. In Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, verse 15, Sri Krishna states that he compiled the Vedas. He knows the Vedas, and he can be known by the Vedas. Vedascha Saveraham Eva Vedyo. Although Krishna is the omniscient Supreme Lord and can clearly see the past, present, and future, still he quotes Vedas in order to teach the masses the importance of scriptural authority. At the tender age of 7 years, Krishna spoke Karma Mimamsa philosophy to convince his father Nanda Maharaj to stop the sacrifice to Indra. After alluring the Braja Gopis deep into the forest in the dead of night with his sweet flute song, Krishna cited the Vedic Dharma Shastras on Patni Dharma to encourage the girls to return to their homes and husbands. Much later, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna quoted from the Vedanta Sutra to instruct Arjuna in his proper duties. When Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he constantly relished different Vedic shlokas with his confidants and quoted them in preaching. Since Krishna compiled the scriptures in his form as Vyasadeva, the scriptures are non-different from him. One is Krishna's literary form as the book Bhagavat, and the other is the Bhagavat in person, Sri Krishna. If one sees only with his physical eyes, he will never see his way beyond the cycle of birth and death. Viewing reality through the Vedas is the perfection of vision. For one who wants to see the truth and become self-realized, Krishna gives two eyes, the eye of Shastra, Shastra Chakshu, and the eye of Guru, Guru Chakshu. Using these two eyes, any conditioned soul, blinded by the illusion of material desire, can see through the darkness of ignorance and attain the brilliantly blissful abode of spiritual perfection. Number 21. Shuchi. Since Krishna is the supreme purity, one gets immediately purified and cleansed by any contact with the Lord's name, form, qualities, pastimes, holy abode, eternal associates, teachings, remembrance, service, and his representative, the spiritual master. Purity is the force or potency that pushes one toward God and away from the dirty desires for sense enjoyment. By chanting Krishna's holy names, one connects with Krishna's purity and becomes cleansed of lust, anger, greed, envy, and illusion. Rupa Goswami says that Krishna possesses two types of supreme purity. One, Krishna never does anything impure. Two, Krishna's purity delivers the sinful. As the sun of Krishna's holy name rises within the heart, one gets delivered from the darkness of sin and firmly established in a life of purity. Chanting more and more, one soon becomes pure and empowered to see the supreme purity, Sri Krishna the Beautiful. Quality number 22, self-controlled, Vashi. During the Rasa dance, Krishna was surrounded by the 16,000 most beautiful girls in the universe. Yet he remained perfectly self-controlled and so detached that one time he just walked away, leaving everyone behind. Throughout the three worlds, Krishna is known as Achyuta, Ajita, and Rishikesh, infallible, unconquerable, and the master of the senses. But when Shyam meets Sri Radha, he loses all control and becomes a dancing doll in the hands of her prema. Number 23, steadfast, sthira. Nectar of Devotion describes steadfast as a person who continues to work until his desired goal is achieved. The Oxford Pocket Dictionary says steadfast means firm, constant, and unswavering. Krishna is steadfast in holding Govardhan Hill aloft to protect his beloved Brijvasis. For 7 days, Krishna stood firm and unwavering before the fierce thunderbolts of Indra and the deluge of destruction. When Krishna stole the gopis' clothes, he showed another side of steadfastness. The gopis begged Krishna not to tease them in this way. But when they saw that Krishna was strong and determined, they surrendered to his desire. Krishna is steadfast in working for the upliftment of all living entities. Despite our indifference in matters of self-realization, Krishna never abandons us. The Lord forever accompanies us as a super soul, the inner guide and guru to help us return to Him. Krishna never quits or compromises in His attempts to liberate the conditioned souls. He sits in the heart as Chaitya Guru and appears outside as the Shastras, various avatars, and the initiating spiritual master. Determined, tolerant, and unswerving, Krishna waits with heart opened and arms outstretched to take 10 steps towards us when we take 1 toward Him. Number 24, forbearing, Danta. A person who tolerates all kinds of unbearable distress is called forbearing. While living at Sandipani Muni's Gurukul, Krishna endured severe hardship in serving his spiritual master. Although Krishna's body was delicate, he went to the forest to collect firewood for the ashram. One time, Krishna got lost in the forest during a rainstorm and spent the whole night sitting in a tree. Krishna showed tolerance when bitten on the chest by the fangs of the Kaliya serpent. Krishna did not even retaliate by killing the demon, but rather purified his heart instead. From Krishna's example of forbearance, one can learn to tolerate the useless agitation of the material senses when they push us to enjoy. One should patiently bear any personal insult by accepting it as a consequence of one's own karma. We can strive to always use our intelligence to remain fixed in Krishna's service and someday attain the level of tolerance suggested by Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava Gita, 11th Canto, Chapter 22, Verse 58 and 59, quote, even though neglected, insulted, ridiculed, or envied by bad men, or even though repeatedly agitated by being beaten, tied up, or deprived of one's occupation, spat upon, or polluted with urine by ignorant people, one who desires the highest goal in life should, in spite of all these difficulties, use his intelligence to keep himself safe on the spiritual platform. 25. Forgiving, Shamashila. Krishna perfectly exemplifies Srila Rupa Goswami's definition of a forgiving person. Quote, a person who tolerates all kinds of offenses of the opposite party is forgiving. Certainly Brahma committed a grave offense by kidnapping Krishna's cows and boyfriends. But to speak of Indra, who not only tried to kill Krishna's cows, but he tried to destroy Vrindavan and annihilate Krishna's family. Yet Krishna tolerated their grievous offenses and compassionately forgave the two demigods. As a supreme father, Aham Bija Pita Prada, Krishna loves all living entities. Krishna is patient, merciful, and compassionate. He is always willing to forgive and forget even the most abominable type of sin. By misfortune, a devotee may commit the worst imaginable sin, but if he repents and renders unswerving service to the Lord, Krishna will again accept him as saintly. To preserve the purity of one's spiritual consciousness in the material world, which is full of agitating situations and disrespectful people, one must always remain tolerant. From moment to moment, we must be ready to forgive and forget all kinds of offenses. 26. Grave, Gambhira. A person who does not express his mind to everyone, or whose mental activity and plan of action are very difficult to understand, is called grave. Krishna's gravity is seen in his love affairs with Radharani. Krishna was always very silent about his love affairs with Radharani, so much so that Baladev and his elder brother and constant companion could not understand the transformations of Krishna on account of his gravity. Every night in Nandagram, Nanda Maharaj sits with Krishna and other family members in the palace auditorium, and together they watch a variety of artistic performances. Although there is an attractive array of singing, dancing, juggling, storytelling, acrobatics, and musical recitals, all eyes are fixed on the fabulous form of Krishna. Externally, Krishna appears to be laughing and interacting with the performers, but internally, his mind is racing to the groves of Vrindavan, wherein he will soon secretly meet his beloved Radhika. 27. Self-satisfied, Dhritimhan. Krishna is the topmost Atmaram, self-satisfied person, who attracts all the other self-satisfied, liberated souls in the universe. Page 171, Rupa Goswami says, a person who is fully satisfied in himself without any hankering and who is not agitated even in the presence of serious cause for distress is called self-satisfied. When the gopis lovingly criticized Krishna for leaving them at the onset of the rasa dance, he remained calm and peaceful. The gopis wanted to hear Krishna's opinion about three classes of lovers. In answering, Krishna described a special type of lover that neither reciprocates with nor neglects his lover. This lover is called Atmaram, which means he is self-satisfied due to being absorbed in remembering God, and therefore does not need anyone's love. Krishna then described himself. I am completely self-satisfied. I do not need anyone's love. But at the same time, I am not ungrateful. O gopis, do not be aggrieved over my disappearance from you. I did that just to increase your love for me. Indeed, I can never repay you for the love you have shown me. So Krishna is self-satisfied. He is never ungrateful. He always returns an offering of love. 28th quality, possessing equilibrium, sama. Krishna possesses equilibrium because he is devoid of attachment and aversion. Nectar devotion defines a balanced person as a person who is unaffected by attachment and envy is said to possess equilibrium. Krishna showed the height of equilibrium when he drove the poisonous serpent Kaliya out of Vrindavan. Although Krishna chastised Kaliya for his offenses, he also arranged for his protection by making the serpent's hood, marking the serpent's hoods with his lotus feet. The prayers of Kaliya's wives glorify Krishna for his impartiality. Quote, O dear Lord, you are equal to everyone. For you there is no distinction between your sons, friends, or enemies. This apparent punishment to Kaliya is actually some benediction. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, verse 29, Krishna says that he is impartial to all. He is impartial to all. Samaham sarvabhuteshu na me jvaisyosti na priyaha. But he favors his devotees. How is it possible to be simultaneously partial and impartial? This discrimination is natural, and it is seen in everyday dealings. A charitable man helps one and all, but shows special affection toward his own children. Similarly, God maintains all his children, but those who step forward to love Krishna receive his special blessings in return. God maintains all his children, but those who step forward to love Krishna receive his special blessings in return. 29. Magnanimous, Vadanya. A person who profusely gives in charity is called magnanimous. When Krishna lived in Dwarka, he daily gave 13,054 lavishly ornamented cows in charity from each of his 16,108 palaces. Indeed, anyone who can daily donate 208 million cows is a most magnanimous person. A magnanimous person gives whatever he has, his life, wealth, and intelligence to others. Among all the avatars, Krishna alone shows the greatest magnanimity by giving himself fully to any individual soul, be he a demigod or a rakshasa. For various reasons, Lord Ram did not offer himself to Ravana's sister, Surpanaka, when she begged for his hand. When Surpanaka reappeared in Dwapara Yuga as Kubja, however, Krishna gladly accepted her proposal and gave himself in return. Many demigoddesses became attracted to the beautiful form of Vamanadeva at the time the Lord accepted charity from Bali Maharaj. But Lord Vamana did not fulfill their desires for intimate contact. Krishna, however, blessed those celestial ladies by awarding them gopi forms to accept the charity of his embraces during the Rasalila. And as aspiring devotees of Krishna, we should maintain a soft heart and always be kind to others by giving them the matchless gift of Krishna consciousness. Number 30, religious, dharmika. A religious person honestly follows the codes of religion and teaches others the same principles. Religion means to obey the laws of God, to serve and to love Krishna. Religion means to obey the laws of God, to serve and to love Krishna. When Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, he established religion by protecting cows and vanquishing impious demoniac kings like Kamsa and Duryodhan. Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan show the perfection of religion, the quintessence of surrender and love of God. By enacting his ecstatic Vrajalilas, Krishna attracts the conditioned souls to follow the path of Prema Dharma, the religion of divine love. 31. Heroic. Sura. A person who is enthusiastic to fight, an expert in the use of weapons, is called heroic. In Vrindavan, Krishna showed his heroism by personally fighting the most demoniac and ferocious monsters like Agasura, Bakasura, and Aristasura. Although Krishna never used any weapons, just with his hands and feet, he easily defeated the most powerful demons. In Bhagavad Gita 1878, Sanjay declares that where Krishna exists, victory prevails. Therefore, if we always associate with Ajita, the undefeatable Krishna, by chanting his holy name, we will be victorious in the war against Maya and go back home, back to Godhead. Quality number 32, compassionate, karuna. A person who cannot bear another's distress is called compassionate. Krishna exhibited his compassion at the departure of Bhishma Dev from this world. Seeing the pitiable condition of Bhishma Dev as he lay on a bed of arrows, Krishna became overwhelmed with compassion and started crying. In Vrindavan, Krishna repeatedly showed his compassion by protecting the cows from the freezing rains of Indra, by swallowing the forest fire to save his friends, by comforting Mother Yashoda with sweet words, and by reappearing before the gopis to dry their tears and accept their love. Srila Prabhupada teaches how to attain the compassionate glance of Krishna. Quote, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach him. But the devotees, taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion. Number 33, respectful. Man yaman krita. A respectful person shows due regard to a spiritual master, a Brahmin, and an old person. Krishna set the example in his pastimes as a member of the human society by offering respect to his spiritual master, his father, and his elder brother Balaram. In this way, Krishna was completely happy and pure at heart in all his dealings. Every afternoon, the demigods appear on earth to offer prayers to Krishna as he returns to Nandagram with his cows and coward boyfriends. Krishna stops to receive them and respectfully hears their poetic praises. 34. Gentle. Dakshina. Krishna is gentle. His actions are always very pleasing. He never shows a puffed up nature. A sterling example of Krishna's gentleness was shown at Maharaj Yudhishthira's Rajasuya Yajna, wherein Krishna bathed the feet of the guests as an exchange of love. Nanda and Yashoda walk behind Krishna every morning when the Lord takes the cows into the forest. In order to send his parents home, Krishna speaks some gentle words to satisfy their hearts and engage them in service. He says, O Janani, O Mother, You need not follow us anymore. Please go home and make some rasala, nectar drink, and send it to us later in the forest. Oh, Father, since my bat is broken, you can go home and quickly make 5 or 7 new ones so that we can continue playing ball. Krishna always acts and speaks with others in such a way that they feel peaceful and satisfied. As Krishna's devotees, we should follow the example of Krishna's ideal behavior and practice gentleness in our thoughts, words, and deeds. Srila Prabhupada once said, a devotee should be a perfect gentleman.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Quality number 35. Liberal. By his mild behavior, Vinayi, liberal. By his mild behavior, Krishna shows his liberality in dealing with others. The Putana witch posed as a mother in order to kill Krishna. But Krishna's Bhava Grahi Janardhan, one who sees the essence of another's feelings. So he accepted Putana's offering of motherly love and promoted her to the spiritual world. Overlooked Akura's participation in a murder conspiracy and accepted his devotion. 36. Shy, Viman. Krishna shows the quality of shyness when others glorify him or detect his amorous affairs. While Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill, he glanced at the breast of the gopis and his arms started shaking. Seeing the hill wobbling, the coward men became frightened and began to pray to Krishna for safety. Balaram smiled upon seeing the fear of the coward men. But Krishna thought that Balaram was smiling due to having read his mind in observing the breast of the gopis. And then Krishna felt extremely shy. Krishna becomes bashful before Balaram, yet he boasts with belligerence before fighting the demon. The diamond of Krishna's personality is multifaceted. From any angle, Krishna is most attractive to the hearts of his devotees. 37. Protector of surrendered souls, Shyam Agata Palaka. As the moon distributes its soothing rays both in the courtyard of the king and on the home of the Chandala, Krishna shelters surrendered souls and demons too, if they surrender unto him. Some enemy of Krishna's was enlivened with the thought that he need not fear Krishna, because if he simply surrendered unto him, Krishna would give him all protection. One of the 6 symptoms of surrender in devotion is to deeply feel that Krishna is one's sole protector. The Brijvasis treat Krishna as their child, friend, or lover. But in times of danger, they seek his protection alone. When Indra pulverized Braj with torrents of rain, the resonance turned to Krishna. He responded by lifting Govardhan Hill to shelter them underneath. After Kaliya surrendered to Krishna, the marks of Krishna's lotus feet on Kaliya's hoods protected him from the jaws of Garuda. When a huge snake was swallowing Nanda Maharaj, he called out to Krishna for help. Hey Nanda Nandan, please come save me from this danger. One night during Holi Purnim, Shankachuda, a puffed up demon friend of Kubara, forcibly abducted the gopis with the desire to enjoy them. In great fear, the gopis called out desperately to Krishna and Balaram for protection. Krishna pursued the demon while reassuring the gopis, "Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. We are going to smash this demon." Krishna protects all souls, especially those who serve him. Endeavors on the path of devotion never meet with loss. Even a little advancement on this path protects one from the most dangerous type of fear. 38. Happy, Sukhi. Krishna is a happy person because he is always joyful and never touched by the slightest distress. Rupa Goswami states, "The conception of enjoyment is beautiful women, ornaments, and riches. As the son of the king of Vrindavan, Krishna enjoys the fabulous wealth and costly jewels of royalty, along with the natural opulences of Braj, in the form of fruits, flowers, berries, unguents, paste, fragrant mineral powders, rivers, lakes, and mountain caves. Amidst all this unbounded opulence, Krishna relishes the epitome of happiness in his amorous affairs with the Brajagopis, who are the most beautiful and delightful girls within the three worlds." In the 1970s, when the hippie movement was widespread, Srila Prabhupada explained the effect of Krishna consciousness by stating, "I've turned the hippies into happies." Thinking of oneself as a hippie or any other bodily designation makes one feel empty and unhappy. But serving Krishna makes one healthy, happy, and holy. 39. Well-wisher of his devotees, Bhakta Surita. Krishna is Bhakta Surita, which means that devotees are always in his heart and he is always in theirs. Krishna is so easily pleased that he sells himself to someone who offers him a tulsi leaf or a little water in devotion. Krishna is called Bhakta Vatsal because he is especially affectionate to his devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami says that out of love, Krishna shows his favoritism toward his devotee Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Krishna promised not to fight or favor either party, but Bhishma forced Krishna to break his promise. To save Arjuna, Krishna picked up a broken chariot wheel and charged Bhishma with the ferocity of a lion. Once, at the beginning of the rasa dance, Radhika felt disturbed in the presence of so many, quote, newcomer sakis, so she left abruptly. Krishna then immediately left thousands of beautiful girls, eager for his embrace, to search for Sri Radha. By this, Krishna showed his affection and attachment for his best devotee, Srimati Radhika. Quality number 40, controlled by love, Premavasya. Of all the powers in the world, everyone knows that the power of love conquers all. Mother Yashoda tried desperately to bind naughty Krishna with ropes. Seeing Yashoda perspiring and completely exhausted, Krishna finally submitted to her love and allowed himself to be tied, thus teaching that no one can bind Krishna by any means other than love. Srila Rupa Goswami states, "Krishna becomes obliged to the loving spirit of the devotee and not exactly to the service rendered. It is the devotee's attitude of love and affection for Krishna that makes him obliged." The greatest quality of Premamayi Sri Radha is her ability to control Krishna by her love. Krishna enrolls in the school of love to learn the dance of prem from his guru named Radhika. Krishna is controlled only by love. Sri Radha is the personification of the topmost expression of Krishna conquering love. Therefore, devotees seek Radha's mercy in order to attain Krishna's love. In Vrindavan, all the pure devotees pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. Srimati Radharani is a tender-hearted, feminine counterpart of the Supreme Whole, resembling the perfectional stage of the worldly feminine nature. Therefore, the mercy of Radharani is available very readily to the sincere devotees, and once she recommends such a devotee to Lord Krishna, the Lord at once accepts the devotee's admittance into his association. 41. All auspicious. Sarashubhangara. Nectar of devotion says that a person who always engages in auspicious welfare activities for everyone is known as all auspicious. Krishna is the absolute abode of all auspiciousness. Any form of contact with Krishna, be it his holy name, his form, his pastimes, his abode, his associates, or his service, generates immeasurable fortune in one's life. When Krishna enters the forest of Vrindavan, Mother Bhumi thrills from the touch of his lotus feet. The birds close their eyes in ecstasy, meditating on Krishna's melodious flute song. When Krishna touches their leaves and flowers, the trees cry tears of joy in the form of honey flowing down their branches. The hearts of the cowherd boys flood with happiness, joking and playing with their bosom friend. In separation from Krishna, the Brajagopis remember him by singing his praises and by feeling his blissful embrace in their hearts. Thus Krishna is all auspicious for all the moving and non-moving residents of Vrindavan. And for one who remembers Krishna's Brajalilas, his life will always be filled with fortune. Because Krishna is the well-wisher for the entire universe, whatever he does is good for everyone. A faithful devotee understands this quality of Krishna, so he accepts everything that happens to him as the benevolent mercy of his all-auspicious Lord. Quality 42, most powerful, Pratapi. A person who terrifies his enemies and always puts them into calamity is called most powerful. When Krishna was present on this planet, just as the powerful sun drives all darkness to take shelter in caves, Krishna drove away all his enemies who fled like owls to take shelter beyond his sight. From infancy to boyhood, Krishna was regularly showing his infinite power. When Krishna was just 6 days old, he killed a 12-mile-long witch named Putana. At the age of 10, Krishna easily conquered a fierce demon disguised as a bull of Rishtasura, whose body was so huge that his back touched the clouds. In the age of Kali, one can directly experience the power of Krishna in his holy name. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one receives unlimited power from Krishna to destroy the demons of doubt and the witches of material desires. Quality 43. All famous. Kirtiman. Srila Prabhupada defined God as that person who possesses six opulences in full, Sad Aishvarya Purna. The six opulences are complete knowledge, complete strength, complete fame, complete beauty, complete wealth, and complete renunciation. Because Krishna possesses these six opulences in unlimited proportions, he alone is well known as the Supreme Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Rupa Goswami says, a person who becomes well known due to his spotless character is famous. Narada's chanting of Krishna's glories made the blue line on Shiva's neck disappear. Upon hearing the chanting of Krishna's name, Balaram's blue dhoti turned white, and the Brajagopis saw the water of the Yamuna turn into milk, so they began to churn the Yamuna into butter. In other words, everything becomes white and pure by spreading the name and fame of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes, the diffusion of Krishna's fame is like the moonshine which turns darkness into light. If Krishna consciousness is preached all over the world, the darkness of ignorance and the anxiety of material existence will turn into the whiteness of purity, peacefulness, and prosperity. Quality number 44, popular, Rakta Loka. Any person who is very dear to the people in general and the object of love and attraction for everyone is called popular. When Krishna strolled into Kamsa's wrestling arena in Mathura, all the residents cheered, Jai, Jai, Jai. In that place, Krishna was the most popular among the assembly of guests, sages, brahmanas, and the Mathura ladies and gentlemen. When Krishna returned to Dwarka, all the citizens happily greeted him, saying, while you were gone, every moment appeared to us like millions of years. Your separation is completely unbearable to us. Quality 45, partiality to devotees, Saru Samashraya. Krishna feels special attraction for anyone who chants his name in love and affection. The term Saru Samashraya means that Krishna gives complete shelter and protection to his saintly devotees. But Krishna also favors the demons that he kills by awarding them Brahman liberation. In one sense, Krishna is partial to anyone who approaches him, but he shows special partiality to his surrendered devotees. Quality 46. Very attractive to all women, Narigan Manohari. With the incomparable sweetness of his body, love, and flute song, Krishna steals the hearts of every woman in the three worlds. Krishna is very attractive to all women. Narigan Manohari. My dear Lord, you are just like a magnet, and all the damsels of Braj are just like iron. In whichever direction you are moving, they are following you, as iron is attracted by a magnetic force. Krishna, Hari, Madan Mohan, Murli Manohar, all these wonderful names of Krishna describe the Lord as the topmost attractor and the supreme enchanter. When Krishna attracts the heart, how can one resist? No one relishes Krishna's attraction as much as the Brajagopis. That is the special feature of their Shringar Ras. Sri Krishna's beautifully decorated and ornamented body creates a barely festival for the eyes. Every feature of Krishna's transcendental form is like a tidal wave of luscious splendor inundating the senses of his devotees and drenching their hearts with unlimited satisfaction. Everything about Sri Krishna is simply wonderful. Krishna is wonderful to see. Tasting Krishna's prasadam is simply wonderful. Krishna's fascinating flute fills the ear with wonderful sounds, and Krishna's transcendental body emanates wonderfully intoxicating scents. Srimati Radharani describes the wonderful attraction of Krishna's transcendental fragrance. The scent of Krishna's transcendental body surpasses the aroma of musk, and it attracts the minds of all women. The eight lotus-like parts of Krishna's body, his lotus eyes, face, navel, hands, and feet, distribute the fragrance of lotuses mixed with that of camphor. Krishna's body is anointed with aromatic substances like musk, camphor, sandalwood, and aru. Oh, my dear friend, that personality of Godhead, also known as the Enchanter of Cupid, always increases the desire of my nostrils. The scent of Krishna's body surpasses the fragrance of musk and the bluish lotus flower. The scent of Krishna's body enchants the whole world. The scent of Krishna's body is so attractive that it enchants the bodies and minds of all women. It bewilders their nostrils, loosens their belts and hair, and makes them mad women. All the women of the world come under its influence, and therefore the scent of Krishna's body is like a plunderer. The dramatic actor, Madan Mohan, has opened a shop of scents that attract women of the world to become his customers. He delivers the scents freely, but they make the women all so blind that they cannot find the path returning to their homes. Quality 47, all worshipable. Savaradya. Everyone has an inherent tendency to worship another. This innate quality finds its perfection in relationship with Krishna, the Supreme Lord of Love. The natural function of worship automatically manifests in the presence of the right person or object. Krishna is the most worthy of our worship because he possesses in full the 64 qualities described here. Krishna is worshipped not only by all living entities, including the great demigods like Shiva and Brahma, but also by the Vishnu expansions such as Baladeva and Shesha. Everyone worships Krishna. Krishna's Sarvaradya, because he is respected and worshipped by everyone, and because Srimati Radhika most expertly worships him in every possible way. Quality 48, all opulent, Samvidhimran. Krishna is all opulent because he possesses six chief opulences in full: all wealth, all strength, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. Many people are rich, beautiful, and learned, but no one can possess all these opulences in their entirety. Only Krishna can claim this because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devamangala Thakur speaks of Krishna's opulence. My dear Lord, what can I say about the opulence of your Vrindavan? Simply the ornaments on the legs of the damsels of Vrindavan are more than Chintamani, and their dresses are as good as heavenly parijat flowers, and the cows exactly resemble the Surabhi cows in the transcendental abode. Therefore, your opulence is just like an ocean that no one can measure. Quality 49, all honorable, Variyan. Krishna is known as Asamurva. No one can match him, nor excel him in any way. Krishna is eternally superior to all. Even the demigods, the great controllers of the universe, honor Krishna and visit regularly to offer their respect. Nectar Devotion states that the most famous and influential demigods have to wait in line to meet Krishna. In Dwarka, the doorkeeper who had to manage all the visiting demigods, one busy day said, "My dear Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, please sit down on this bench and wait for Lord Krishna. My dear Indra, please desist from reciting your prayers. This is creating a disturbance. Please wait silently. My dear Varuna, please go away. And my dear demigods, do not waste your time uselessly. Krishna is very busy. He cannot see you. Quality 50, the Supreme Controller, Ishvara. The two aspects of a controller are he is independent of others' control, and his orders cannot be transgressed by anyone. Although there are many partial controllers such as Brahma, Shiva, Surya, and Indra, Krishna alone is the absolute supreme controller of everyone and everything. By the time factor, Krishna controls and engages every living entity in the universe, from the insignificant ant to the powerful Lord Brahma. The Bhagavad defines Krishna as Swarat, completely independent. If Krishna desires, he can favor a great offender like Kalia with the imprint of his lotus feet, or he can totally ignore a great demigod like Brahma when he utters poetic verses of praise. One devotee said, simply by your orders and by your partial representation of Vishnu, you are maintaining the universes. In this way, O Krishna, O enemy of Kamsa, there are so many Brahmas and Shivas who are simply carrying out your orders.